Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Kip Morse. How are you, Kip?
Doing great. Really appreciate being here.
And Kip is the CEO of the International Association of Better Business Bureaus. Now, we know, Kip, Better Business Bureau has been around since 1912. Talk about what the original concept is, and then we're going to shift in what has changed, which is fairly significant in this world.
Yeah, I mean, it was really business leaders back in the day when there was a lot of deceptive and misleading advertising that was taking place. And there was individuals that were showcasing that, you know, who really trusts advertising anyway? Why is it a big deal? And it was the business leaders that said, it is a big deal. And it's our responsibility so that consumers can trust us. If we lose trust in this free enterprise, then, it's going to be a long haul. And so business leaders started to band together. A lot of Rotarians started to build out better business bureaus in their communities. Started in Minnesota, started working its way throughout the country, and really took off as a movement, if you will.
And today you have about 400,000 accredited businesses under about 95 CEOs overseeing those. But the message has moved a lot because it used to just be, okay, we're protecting the consumers, but now you're also helping not just in defense, helping in an offense of people become better businesses, and you even have a major message about sign of a better business.
Yeah, it's really a shift, and it's not a complete shift. Obviously, we're always going to be protecting consumers. The guardian of public trust in the scam arena and in the arena of businesses that aren't operating in meeting our standards. And so that's always going to exist. But there's this continuum of we've got 400,000 businesses that believe in our mission and have gone through an extensive evaluation process to say, I meet your standards and I'm going to use the seal of the Better Business Bureau to showcase to my consumers that trust is important to me and I meet those standards. That's good, but that's not enough. Those businesses are saying, what else can you provide me? I started in really as a representative for the BBB, meeting with businesses and talking with them. And yeah, they were passionate about our mission and they wanted to support the mission. But as the years went on and things got tougher and tighter, they were saying, okay, that's great. What else can you provide me? How else can you assist me? And so we're really focusing on shifting to how do you build a better business and how do we use our 400,000 businesses and non accredited businesses to really open up the dialogue and see where their needs are and start to deliver on that. We've got that that avenue to communicate with them. We better start using it.
And the key word that comes out of everything is the word trust. So let's talk about CEOs who've taken more of an active role in changing the world and galvanizing together, maybe starting with the Business Roundtable as a big move. In Ukraine, there's a lot of solidarity. Even when Elon Musk said, you know, we need to be less reliant on fossil fuels, which sort of we need to own that. That sort of sabotages his own business. But CEOs are all coming together now. Talk about what CEOs you believe need to do, how they need to build trust, what advice you have for CEOs.
Well, I think I've always been a champion of collaboration because when you talk about trust, there's not one entity, one organization that's going that's going to own that or corner that. You need to have a lot of businesses and organizations collaborating on that. So I think CEOs that really see that as impactful for not only their corporation, but impactful for their leadership. I mean, if they recognize that I've gotten to the point where I'm a leader of an organization, I have a responsibility to really take this movement and try to improve on it. And as you stated, there's lots of organizations that recognize that, see that they can have an impact in different areas. the role the BBB plays is really are those ways of showcasing to consumers the whether it's a social impact that they're involved in as a company, is that authentic? Can it be validated? Can consumers trust what they're doing is for the good of the community? And in most cases, it is, but consumers are savvy, and they want to know. And so we have a BBB for Good program that's being launched, and it gives consumers that additional information they want to know, because more and more they're saying, I want to do business with a company that's doing something in my community that is of value to me, and I want it to be meaningful. You know, working together and understanding that the collaboration that could take place could take us to, you know, areas of and levels of success that we've never seen.
It certainly, collaboration is the key. Can you give an example of one of your accredited businesses and what happened maybe when they embraced the concept of trust?
Well, I think, since I worked in Central Ohio as a CEO for 20 years, and we really focused on the Torch Awards for ethics, and we developed the Torch Awards in 1994 so that we could showcase visually to the community what does promoting high standards of business ethics, what does this look like from a business perspective? And so based on the standards that we built, character, culture, community, customers, and the evaluation process that we put those businesses through, we showcased them. And in particular, we had one that was so intentional about it. I remember meeting with them for lunch, and they were kind of saying, what more can I get out of being accredited with the BBB? I'm accredited with banking associations and everybody else, and you know, what can I get out of this? And when I shared the direction we're going in relative to business ethics and student integrity awards and Spark Awards for young entrepreneurs, he lit up and he was like, where has this been? And I said, well, you know, we've been communicating it, and this is kind of the direction we're going in, is really celebrating marketplace excellence. He said, how can I be involved? And it led to developing a BBB trust score that businesses can utilize to evaluate on those four components of character, culture, community, customers, ask their employees questions about that, start the dialogue amongst employees, because we believe leadership is the core, and then employee trust is the next critical component, and then customer-vendor trust. And once you've accomplished that, then you start to get into the marketplace trust, where you get repeat customers, you get forgiveness for mistakes, you get really the brand that you're seeking. But if you don't do the core, if you're not involving your employees and the culture and really communicating that to your customers, then you're going to fall short.
Yeah, we're going to take a break in about 2 minutes, but I just want to ask you, because you mentioned the scams. And even though that's still something that you do, you've done 46,000 reports. This is in a year. What is the biggest thing people need to look out for?
Well, we're going to be making it a lot easier in the coming months, coming out with a Scam Tracker 2.0. And it enables us to gather enough data to be one of the premier data providers to law enforcement, so that they can understand what's the most current scam that's taking place. So the most important thing, I think, is if you go to BBB.org, you go to the scam tracker, you can see exactly how these scams are perpetrated, and you can understand and put information in there to help others, and then give us that data so that we can get the attention to the areas that are needed. I mean, the scams are never going to stop. They're going to get more intense, and you know, they can be seasonal. They can be based on catastrophes in our country. You know, everybody's going to take advantage of something, sadly. And so we send out and put releases out and do investigative reports on lots of different categories. The most recent one was predatory lending, and so all of those are made public on BBB.org.
Okay. On that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear, how do you build trust in a digital world? Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
America, this is Robert Reisbach on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kip Morse, who is the CEO of the International Association of Better Business Bureaus, representing 400,000 accredited businesses, but more than that, with a mission to build trust throughout the world. That's how you elevate business, the economy, and society. So there's been a major thrust there in trust. We've talked about collaboration of CEOs together in a very positive way to build better businesses. But on digital, on your platform, how does that really work? You've 140 million visitors to the website bbb.org every year. Talk about building trust in the digital world.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge area because obviously that's where consumers are looking, but we're finding more and more that that's where businesses are looking. So from a digital perspective, the idea is that the more content on our business profiles, the more information, it's going to be more relevant for the consumers. So we have to listen to the consumers and say, what are you looking for? We have to provide that content on that profile. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a customer review, the BBB rating, other areas to look at, whether a company has government actions, kind of encompass all of those in a way for them to help evaluate trust, but then add a lot more information so that they can, they're savvy and then they want more information. From a business perspective, it becomes even more important because one of the beauties of the Better Business Bureau system is that we're not all digital. We've got boots on the ground. We've got 165 locations with those 95 BBBs. And so consumers can pick up the phone and talk to somebody in their local community. Businesses can do the same thing. When they come to us from a digital perspective, we invite a business to become evaluated based on standards and they become accredited. We want to send them to bbb.org/trust so that they can say, okay, what did I just join as an organization? What value can they bring to me in building trust in my community? And that's where we unpack all the different resources for businesses. So we're doing a much better job of knowing, is it a consumer coming to us or is it a business? If it's a business, how can we steer them to the resources that they need? We had so many consumers coming to us at record numbers that it was more about, for a long time, it was more about protecting them against the scams and making sure that they didn't fall prey to a business that that doesn't answer complaints or doesn't meet standards. And then they see that sign of a better business and say, okay, I trust that business. I have my local Better Business Bureau that's evaluating them based on standards. And they are required to answer complaints. And if they don't answer complaints, they lose that accreditation. So they begin to trust that sign of a better business. And it speaks to both the consumer and the business. The business says, I'm proud of that sign of a better business. Consumers say, okay, now I get it. That's a sign that I need to look for in all places in our community.
Absolutely. It's so exciting because you're at the forefront of, we have the same mission of driving a better world. That's what you're really doing. So I want to bring up, there's a document that I've seen called Uncommon Sense Framework on Character Ethics. Now I know this was written some years back, but to me it's as fresh and probably even more relevant than ever. And it has 20 different key elements, in a sense, of trust that people could have. And I'm reading through it and say, I need more of that. That's good. Nope, I need more of that. It's such a powerful piece. Just talk about conceptually what that is and your advice to CEOs on becoming better businesses.
Well, from a very personal aspect, I was the president-elect in Central Ohio 20-some years ago, and I had an individual, a leader in the community, come to me and presented that to me and said, I would like to get your perspective leading this business community. I want your perspective on this document. And I read through it, and I said, this is incredible. I mean, this is exactly what our business integrity awards at the time, that's what they were referred to. Now it's the Torch Award for Ethics. But I said, this is what these leaders live by. I mean, we go out and we do vignettes and we shoot at their locations. And I said, I can tell by their culture, this is what the leader's all about. And I said, this is perfect. And I said, can I use this in my marketing? And he kind of took a step back and he looked at me and he said, you're getting ready to take over as the president of the Better Business Bureau in Central Ohio. Have you read it more than once? and you know, have you really evaluated yourself based on these principles? And it was a lesson in humility where I said, you know, you're right. And so it was a whole process of taking it first to my leadership team, talking about it, beating it up, trying to understand, have conversations around really is this what we want to be as an organization? Taking it to my board of directors, and then I published it in the newspaper, got feedback from the business community and consumers saying this is incredible. This, you know, this is, if we all lived by these principles, wouldn't the world be great? And so then we incorporated it into the Student Integrity Awards. We asked the students, juniors going into their senior year, to kind of read this document and write an essay on it. So we've incorporated it into having it be educational in the sense that you need to have some sort of guiding framework in the business community. We're talking about the business community. You need to have a guiding framework, and a code of ethics on your wall is not enough, as we all know, and you need something that kind of brings these principles to life. So this document brings them to life, shares some examples of how this, you know, really plays out, and then we even take it further. We've got, you know, a rubric where we say, if you are too far to the left on honesty, this is how it might look. If you're too far to the right on honesty, this is how it might look. And this is somebody centered in honesty. If you're too crass, you're too, you know, you're sarcastic or things of that nature, you know, some people might say, I'm just being honest. But it opens up an opportunity to have that dialogue and get away from people saying, well, they just have a bad attitude or they're just having a bad day. Well, no, I think it might be a character issue. And I think it's, you know, it's important.
Kip, it has been a true pleasure having you as a guest on the CEO Show.
I've enjoyed it, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity.
To Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Alan Murray. How are you, Alan?
Robert, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
And always good to see you. And Alan is the CEO of Fortune Media. So I want to start out because I would say there must be over 99% recognition of Fortune Media. It's September 1st, 1929, and out comes Fortune Media 1 month about before the stock market crash. Talk about the original concept of Fortune Media, two, what your platforms are, and three, you've been CEO for almost a decade. What the organization means to you?
Well, first of all, I want to be very clear, Robert. I was not there in September of 1929. But here's my understanding of what happened at that time. Henry Luce, who had created Time magazine 6 or 7 years earlier, it was the height of the boom, and he thought there was an opportunity to do a big, beautiful magazine on business. He took a mock version of it to his board that September and said, what do you think? And they approved it. But the magazine didn't actually hit the streets until February of 1930. So it was conceived in the roaring 20s, but it was born into the Depression. And I think that's kind of shaped its culture and its feel ever since then. You know, there was a famous editor and a famous photographer for Fortune who wrote probably the most compelling chronicle of the pain of the Great Depression. Let us all praise famous men. And so Fortune was kind of from its very early, James Agee was the editor. Fortune from a very early day had a social conscience, and I think that's continued to this day. We can talk about it. But until 7 or 8 years ago, it was pretty much strictly a print magazine. And what I realized when I came on as editor was, that was about 8 years ago, before I became CEO, that my job was to figure out how to retool this magazine for a new century where print magazines weren't going to be the way to make a living. So we've spent a lot of time on that over the last few years, building up our executive conference business, building up new businesses. We have a training platform called Fortune Connect. We're about to launch a commerce platform called Fortune Recommends. I see that as my job here as CEO. How do I create enough extensions of this great brand to make sure that it sticks around for another 100 years?
And if you are looking at the entire spectrum and continuum of business publications in any capacity, digital, hard copy, what would you say the real differentiator is of Fortune? Is it the social consciousness?
Yeah, I think it's two things. One is, or maybe three things. I worked many years at the Wall Street Journal. It's a great publication. I read it every morning. Fortune has devoted more of its time and energy and skills to ranking, benchmarking business. The Fortune 500 is probably our most well-known brand, but we have the most powerful women's list, the world's most admired, great places to work, the Change the World list. So we really believe in the power of benchmarking, that in addition to the power of our journalism, and then second, we're willing to celebrate when business does good things as well as write scathing articles when business does bad things. And then finally, as you said, the social conscious. We really believe our purpose is to help make business better in every sense of that word. And in the last 5 or 6 years, we've kind of doubled down on that. I mentioned the Change the World list, which is a list that's it's coming out in a few days. In fact, it's a list that celebrates companies that are making measurable progress addressing social problems as part of their core business strategy, profit-making strategy. And then we have a community called the CEO Initiative that's about 200 CEOs that meet regularly to share ideas on how they can maximize their social impact at the same time they're maximizing their profit. So it's become a core part of our purpose and our identity, and I think distinguishes us from other business media.
And a lot of that emergence occurred in terms of CEOs becoming acutely aware and changing the game of business. And you talk about it in your new book, which Tomorrow's Capitalist, I absolutely loved. And I read, you know, thousands of business books. But I thought the reason I did was because it told the whole story. So start off, I mean, actually the first chapter talks about the Pope in the Vatican and bringing CEOs together. I think it was in December of 2016. Talk about what actually occurred there.
Yeah, well, 2016 was kind of an interesting moment in the history of business and society. You had the Brexit vote in the UK, and a lot of business leaders were saying, whoa, you know, no one listened to us. I mean, we said this was a bad idea, and the public voted to do it anyway. And then in the U.S., you had this election where Donald Trump, on the Republican side, was running against globalization, running against free trade, running against the things that had made many of these business giants successful. And on the other side, you had Bernie Sanders, a self-declared socialist, almost winning the Democratic nomination. And so I think in 2016, a lot of business leaders were saying, whoa, wait a minute. We've got to do a better job convincing the world that we are good for society. Look, you and I believe in business. We believe in capitalism. You know that the phenomenal decline in poverty around the world of the last 30 years is a result of more countries embracing capitalism. But I think a lot of business leaders were saying, wait a minute, there are questions out there, you know, particularly among the younger generation, whether this system makes sense. So there was a real focus on how can we do a better job demonstrating our contributions to society. So we found out through a contact here in New York, the Monsignor Franco, who was at the Vatican on behalf at the UN on behalf of the Vatican. We found out through him that the Pope, who's, by the way, had not been a particularly business-friendly Pope. He came from Latin America, had seen many of the dark sides of capitalism, but he had an interest in engaging in dialogue with business leaders. We said we can make that happen. So we, after a lot of negotiations, because working with the Vatican is not a simple matter, but we took 100 CEOs of large companies, many of them people you know, names you know, companies you know. We took them to Rome. We spent a day in working groups talking about how can the private sector help address climate, workforce development, water shortages, many of these big social problems. There were some great ideas that came out of that, some of which became more than ideas. We had them all translated into Italian, sent them to the Pope overnight, and then on Saturday went to the Vatican. We got to spend a couple hours in the Sistine Chapel prior to the meeting, which was an amazing experience. And then the 100 CEOs met with Pope Francis, presented the result of their work, and he was impressed with what he saw, realized that these people had enormous influence on the state of the world, and spent a couple of hours with them, greeting each one of them individually. It was an amazing event. And out of that, Robert, the CEOs who participated, almost without exception, said to us, this is an important conversation. We should keep it going. And so out of that, we created the CEO Initiative.
And I think that was really the seed. And then the business roundtable with Jamie, you know, really drove things forward a lot.
Yeah, so that was the summer of 2019. And because I had been writing about this, and I should say, Robert, I did not come at this as a crusader. I mean, I've been a journalist since I was 9 years old. I always thought my role in life was more to explain the world than to change the world. I was hearing over the course of the last decade just a very different tone in the voices of the CEOs that I was interviewing. I'm sure you were hearing the same thing in your interviews. It was just a pretty dramatic change in how they thought about their place in society. So I started writing about this and started exploring why it was changing. And so when the Business Roundtable started to explore the same topics, they reached out to me. We had some research that we shared with them. And then when the time came, they gave me, let me talk to some of the leaders who had driven the change at the Business Roundtable, and I wrote a cover story for Fortune magazine on the Roundtable change. I don't think they led the change. I think they sort of ratified the change. Something different was going on in business, and they felt the need to rewrite their purpose of a corporation statement.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are going to be back with Alan Murray right after this commercial, and then you're going to hear how at 9 years old he set the seed to become a journalist, and you're also going to hear an important role that John Mackey, the co-founder of Whole Foods, played in this. Back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Alan Murray, who's the CEO of Fortune Media. We're talking about the change in terms of capitalism, and he has this book, Tomorrow's Capitalist, that just came out very recently, and frankly, I loved. So while you're listening, you know, go to Amazon, pick it up. But let's talk about a guy, John Mackey. So he was, there are so many people in this movement. He was one, I remember when I interviewed him the first time, he said, Robert, the body's job is not to produce red blood cells, just like a company's job is not to produce profit. But without it, you cannot exist. Talk about everything that you learned from him in terms of the concept of conscious capitalism. And you identify there are many different names, but to me, he was really one of the drivers in this.
Well, I think John Mackey was one of the earliest. And what was interesting about John Mackey was, you know, today everything becomes politicized. John Mackey was actually fundamentally a very politically conservative person, but he felt like the principles of business needed revision. And I have to say, the first time I talked to him, I thought, well, this is really interesting, even admirable, but it's unique. It's John Mackey. He's doing his own thing. But I think what happened over the course of the decade, particularly after the Great Recession, was you heard more and more people talking like this. Bill Gates gave a much noted speech at Davos in 2008. It was the year he was stepping down as CEO of Microsoft before he started his focus on charity, and he started talking about creative capitalism. Michael Porter, a famous professor at Harvard Business School, started talking about shared value capitalism. Mark Benioff in California was talking about compassionate capitalism. All of a sudden, everybody was trying to put an adjective in front of capitalism. They felt like we had to modify it. We had to do a better job showing its benefit to society. And so Mackey was there first, but what happened over the course of the decade was more and more people jumped on that train, until finally in 2019, the Business Roundtable said, yep, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
And so what do you believe the future would be? And I know you're trying to more explain what's happening than change it. But if you look, let's say, 5 years from now, where do you think capitalism might land?
Yeah, so Robert, this is really what the book is about. And this is why I spent so much time on the book, because I wanted to understand, is this just a fad? You know, is this a trend? Is it just a sort of a moment in PR where businesses are talking about their positive social impact? Or is there something more fundamental going on? So I spent a lot of time on it, talked to a lot of people, tried to look at some of the fundamental drivers. I think it's a change in the way businesses operate, fundamental change. And let me give you like one fact that helps to get your head around the change. If you look at the balance sheets of the Fortune 500 companies, well, 50 years ago, look at the balance sheets of the Fortune 500 and say, where is the value coming from in these companies? What you would derive from those balance sheets is that more than 80% of the value resided in physical stuff. It was plant, it was equipment, it was oil in the ground, it was inventory on the shelves, all stuff that you needed financial capital to buy, accumulate, support. And if you had it, you had value. So it kind of makes sense that in the world of 50 years ago, your primary focus would be the shareholder, because those are the people who are providing you the money to buy the stuff. If you do the same exercise today, look at the balance sheets of the Fortune 500. More than 85% of the value is intangibles. It's intellectual property. It's the brand value. It's all things that aren't tied to physical capital nearly as much as they're tied to human beings. It's your employees who can walk in and out the door every day. It's your customers who you've built up these relationships. So those are all much more human-centered sources of value. And I think what's really happening and driving this change in focus and in purpose is a recognition of the more human-centered value of today's corporation that's very different than the 20th century corporation. You know, in some ways, I have a colleague, Jeff Colvin, here at Fortune, who says that in some ways, 20th century business was all about making people into better machines. You were just a cog in that grand production line, and scientific management was all about making you work in a repeatable, predictable way. Well, in the 21st century, it's increasingly becoming clear, first of all, the machines are going to take care of themselves. Thank you very much. They're going to be smart enough to do what they need to do. And what we need to make businesses successful is better people, people with human skills, the skills of inspiring, motivating, thinking about, asking the right questions. And so all of this focus on a new purpose for the corporation is, in my mind, just an extension of making business more human.
On that note, before I go to your childhood, I just want you to give, and you don't need to give an explanation to this, if there are three characteristics, just give the one word, of CEOs of the future, what are those three characteristics?
Empathy, you've got to listen. Agility, you've got to deal with an overwhelming pace of change, and I see no sign that it's going to slow down. And I'm sorry, I'm going to break your rule and give two words here. Peripheral vision. You know, you really have to be paying attention to what's going on all around you, not just what's going on inside the company. I think those are the things we see changing to deal with this new world.
And there you have it. And that's how so many people can start. And not everyone has that vision at the young age. But imagine with all of your kids, all that we have 600,000 CEOs listening in this. Your kids can do something great. Just get them started. But here's the main message to remember. It's about peripheral vision. It's about agility. And it's about empathy. And that is what it will take to be the CEO of the future. See you next week. A pleasure having you on the show, Alan.
Great to be with you, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.